the Gospels, day one, the beans, or the background. The Bible is split in two parts. The Old Testament is before Jesus, and the New Testament is from Jesus' birth on. The term Gospels refers to the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These Gospels share the story of Jesus' life, ministry, and death, and then the rest of the New Testament is after his death. So, Old Testament before Jesus, Gospels first four of the New Testament, which is about Jesus, and then the rest of the New Testament is after Jesus. The fill. What's the point? We'll be covering the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, looking at Jesus and all that he did while he was here. Before we dive into Jesus, here's a bit of information that will help in this study and make you feel like a theological scholar in about 2 seconds. The book of Matthew was written by Matthew, who wrote his account primarily to Jews, meaning they knew a great deal about the Old Testament, which is why he references it so often. The book of Mark was written by Mark, who wrote his account primarily to Roman Gentiles, which is why he was so careful to explain Jewish customs, since they wouldn't know them. The book of Luke was written by Luke, and it was written to Theophilus, which could have been a specific person or a literary device used to address all Christians. Either way, Theophilus was struggling in his faith, especially the Jewish origins, and so the book of Luke seeks to encourage him or them or us. The book of John was written by John. See the pattern in the book of the names of the books here? It was written primarily to encourage Jewish Christians, those who grew up Jewish but believed Jesus was the Messiah and decided to claim him as such, who were being persecuted for believing in Jesus. His purpose in writing about Jesus' life and ministry and the way in which he did was to provide their community with identity and purpose. So why did I just list all of that out? And no, all posts in this series won't be quite like this. But I share that information because as we look into the Gospels, it's important to understand the lens with which they were written, why certain things are highlighted in one book and not brought up in another. It doesn't mean that the Bible contradicts itself. It's just certain things were important to certain people and not as important to others. Think about it. I'd describe my trip to the mall to my husband much differently than I would to my very fashion-forward sister. The steam. What does all of this mean, and how can I apply it to my life today? Well, as you'll soon discover, this study is going to help you put yourself in the story. By helping you to understand the story of Jesus better, you'll soon discover that this is your family history, that you are a child of the King. You are his precious, beloved, fought for, specifically designed just the way you are, perfect in his eyes, child. He wants you to know him, so that in turn, you'll discover the beauty of your own design. So go ahead and adjust that crown on your head, friend. Walk a little straighter. Beat yourself up a little less today as you remember that you are his.